coming to Illinois. Oh, don't be concerned. They're going to be incarcerated at Thompson. At least that's the impression you get if you read the news stories that are out this morning. It sounds as if it is a done deal. Detainees from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, are to be moved to Thompson. The president is supposed to announce that today. Governor Quinn and Senator Durbin are on their way to the White House today, we understand, to discuss this issue, which, according to the reports that we've been reading, it, like I say, it sounds like a done deal. U.S. Representative Don Manzullo represents the Rockford area. Is it a done deal, Congressman?
Well, we don't know. Because we end up with still more questions than answers. I've always been in favor of using that Thompson facility for its intended purpose, which is a state. It was built by the state of Illinois. It cost $140 million to replace Pontiac, which is a 100-year-old facility. And the state of Illinois is releasing prisoners because of lack of capacity. Now they're in the process of selling this to the federal government. But the more questions that we ask on it, the more inquiries or the more lack of answers that we have. Our big question has always been if the reason that Gitmo is being closed, and if you look at the release that the White House put out last night, is to, quote, remove a deadly recruiting tool from the hands of Al-Qaeda, end of quote, because the terrorists hate Al-Qaeda. I'm sorry, because the Al-Qaeda hate, Al-Qaeda terrorists hate Gitmo so much, then will that hatred transfer? Because Gitmo is not being closed. Its operations are being moved along with the personnel and up to 217 terrorists to Thompson, Illinois. And I've asked that question in several forms. I've asked it of Phil Carter, who was the head man with the Department of Defense. Unfortunately, he left right after he gave me his answer. But his answer said, yes, Congressman. He said, you know, there will be an increased threat to Thompson. He said, but we have no way of determining the extent of it. He said, however, Department of Defense can work with local officials to cover the threat. And I was really shocked because I said, well, if you have no way of knowing the extent of the threat, then how can you prepare for it? And I've always been concerned about the safety of the people that live on that area. In fact, Janet Napolitano had said just this past week, she said that Al-Qaeda followers are inside the United States and would like to attack targets here and in other countries. So I'm not alone in the safety of the homeland issue. I mean, I stand there with the former governor Sebelius, from Kansas. She's now the Secretary of HHS. And in January, she sent a letter to President Obama saying, we don't want Gitmo here at Fort Leavenworth. It's not that they'll break out, but it'll act as a magnet to the entire community, and it simply will not be a safe situation.
Congressman, the numbers that we're getting are a little bit different than the numbers you're getting. Out of the 200-some-odd prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, about 90 are being relocated in their home countries or other countries, and we're being told between 35 and 90 will come to Thompson, and the rest of the prison will be used for regular high-risk federal prisoners.
Well, it depends on who you talk to that you get the figures on. At first, I was told 30. Then I was told 60. Then I was told 90. All I can tell you is that whoever is left at Gitmo on the day it closes will come to Thompson. Now, that could be 90. That could be up to 217. 217 is the present present population. But of that, 90 will, in fact, are ready to be deported, but their home countries won't take them because they're so dangerous. In fact, of the 500 that have been already released, at least 20%. Have returned to active acts of terrorism.
Now, along with those prisoners, mm-hmm. let's say 100. How much money will come to Illinois? That's the question.
Well, we don't know. The problem is exacerbated even more in terms of getting the news. The second question is, where will these people be tried? And the reason we get no answers there is the fact that when the prisoners come from Guantanamo Bay to the United States, they get a huge increase in additional constitutional and legal rights. In fact, the House Republican leader of the Judiciary Committee filed an inquiry to ask the Department of Justice to tell the American people what additional constitutional rights these people would have. And that was voted down on party lines. So every time we ask questions, we run into all these roadblocks. And now the final problem is the fact that American people will never know. Stuffed into this monstrous omnibus bill are two pages that state that the president shall submit to Congress in classified form, meaning nobody else has any information, the cost of it, why it's being moved, why Gitmo's being closed, and the national security threat to the American people, even when there's enough unclassified information to show that the terrorists are indeed interested in not having the facility moved from Gitmo to the United States.
Well, now that it sounds like it's happening, that's the discussion I want to have right after WGN Traffic and Weather. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
No delays on Edens in both directions, but it is starting to build. Inbound the Kennedy from Western into North Avenue, about 22 from O'Hare and 12 from the Edens. Outbound is fine. Eisenhower looking good in both directions, along with the Stevensons so far, but some buildup on the inbound Ryan from Roosevelt, 17-minute trip in from 95th. It's okay in the Bishop Ford. Slight delays on 57 heading into 107th. Clear on the Tri-State, I-90, 88, and 355. Northbound I-65, though, between Ridge and 8094, some slow traffic. WGN five-day forecast today, mostly sunny, high 22. Tonight, clear and cold, low of 2. Tomorrow, sunny, 20. Thursday, partly cloudy, 31. Friday and Saturday, cloudy with flurries and highs in the upper 20s. 27 at the lakefront, 25 at Midway, 24 at O'Hare. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 7s on WGN.
It's 619 at Chicago's WGN Radio 720. Greg Jarrett and U.S. Congressman Don Manzullo, who represents the area where Thompson Prison is located. And as we indicated at the outset, it appears by all the published reports that this is a done deal, that the president is announcing that he's ordered the federal government to purchase Thompson Prison to use as a facility for high-risk prisoners and for whoever's left at Guantanamo Bay at the end of the time they shut that prison down. Congressman, it sounds kind of like we're dragging the dog to the bathtub. The dog is scratched, has held onto the door frames. The tub's there in the tub now. What happens?
Well, we still need to know the answer to the security threat questions, Greg. We're going to continue to ask the questions. And I mean, my concern is over the infrastructure, the schools, the safety of the people that are out there. And as I've told the people, that I'll continue to, regardless of what happens, do a lot of work. I'm on the terrorism subcommittee of the Foreign Affairs Committee. You know, we've studied this thing a long time. I'm in very good company with Joe Lieberman and Senator Webb and Jane Sebelius on trying to get a good threat assessment, because we know that this will become a magnet for, or could become a magnet for, future terrorist activity.
Now, you don't want me to know the safety measure so I can put it on the radio and everybody from here to Pakistan can hear it. You want your subcommittee to know that it's going to be safe, right?
Well, you know, first of all, people are not going to break out. I mean, that's not going to happen. But just general knowledge, for example, there's an article that appeared November 29th edition of the Washington Post about a family who's had a Yemeni family member in the Guantanamo Bay for 8 years. And it quotes the family in Yemen saying that, well, we expected the president to close down Gitmo. But he says, as a quote, he says, if the president doesn't, or if the detainees are sent to a prison in the United States, many families would consider it an even greater betrayal. And the quote is, the families, their friends, their tribesmen will have more hatred for the United States, and perhaps they will consider taking the same path as the extremists. That's the threshold. That's the seminal security issue, is if they hate Gitmo so much, will that hatred transfer to Thompson? And Thompson, obviously, is a lot more vulnerable, the whole area, than is the tip of the island off Cuba that's surrounded by sea and sharks.
Now, involved in that security that you're talking about will be,
right,
hopefully, some residents, some of your constituents who will be earning extra dollars.
You know, there's no question about it. Once the prison opens, whether the state decides to reopen the prison for its own prisoners, or the federal as a standalone, or this one in combination, obviously there'll be a lot of jobs created out there. There's no question about that.
You just want to make sure that everything's secure and
right.
that the area is protected.
That's correct, and we'll continue working on that because that's my obligation as a member of Congress
and
to protect
my
people.
That can mean even more jobs.
Well, it's jobs are important, but you can't. I mean, if we can't answer the threshold question of that threat of that hatred towards Gitmo transferring to Thompson, my goodness gracious, that's melon fields, corn, soybeans. Even though the area is secured, around the prison, it makes vulnerable that entire area around there. Look at this Hadley sleeper cell that operated on a small farm just outside of Chicago. I mean, two guys in Illinois actually planned the Mumbai bombing 13 months ago in Mumbai, India. And take that on top of what Secretary of Homeland Security Napolitano says about Al-Qaeda is all over this country looking for attacks. I really don't think that I'm being an alarmist or a fearmonger. I just want these questions answered because my constituents really need to know all the information, and perhaps once they have all the information, they can weigh whether or not they want it, as opposed to be given very little information.
Where are you going to be for the holidays, Congressman?
I'm going to be at the farm there in Egan, well, outside of Byron.
Enjoy, stay warm, and
thank you.
We hope to talk to you again soon.
Same here. Merry Christmas to you, too. Bye-bye.
U.S. Congressman Don Manzullo, Republican from the Rockford area. He represents the area where Thompson prison